Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roam, whatever with my soul, and it is well with my soul. Though Satan should both fail, It is well with my soul. Welcome to another beautiful day. This is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, we will be meditating on John chapter 16, verse 33. And these are the words of Jesus to his disciples. And he said, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Let me also read from John chapter 14, verse 27, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Jesus guarantees us peace. In this world, we have so many troubles and there are so many things to worry about. Where the next meal will come from. You worry about relationship. As a young single man, you worry if you will be able to find the right woman to marry. Or as a young single man or woman, you worry if you will find the wrong, man to get married to. As a married person, you worry if your spouse, you know, will continue to love you unconditionally forever. And so we worry over all kinds of things. Many people worry about their jobs if they're going to be fired. Others have taken loan and then they discover they couldn't pay and they're wondering if they're going to find themselves in jail, you know, from their creditors. And so on and so forth. There's so many things that we can be worried about. A student is wondering if, you know, he will be able to pass his exams. So there are so many things to worry about. And oh my God, in this world, you will have so many things to worry about. But Jesus Christ says, in me, you will have peace. Jesus cares about your peace. Jesus cares about your peace. Jesus wants you to have peace. In Jeremiah chapter 29, God promised the Israelites, he says, I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans of peace. Plans of peace. God wants you to have peace, and peace is very important because without peace, you will not be able to live life properly. See, when you suffer from anxiety, when you suffer from worry, it can even affect your health. There are many people who are suffering from high blood pressure today and they do all kinds of tests. They can't find anything in their system except worry. It's worry. We're anxious over so many things. We worry about, you know, what will happen tomorrow. But Jesus Christ says, in me, you will have peace. You cannot have peace anywhere else. In John chapter 14, Jesus Christ says the peace that he gives, he says the world cannot give it. Let me just quickly say this, that there are many things in this world and many people in this world that will promise peace. If that promise is outside of Jesus Christ, it can never lead to peace. Never. The Israelites had an experience in the days of Jeremiah, when Jeremiah, you know, was prophesying and God had given him the word. He said that they were promising the children of Israel peace, and destruction was coming. But they wouldn't listen. They kept preaching peace. And that's what this word does. They prophesy peace. They promise you peace. People will tell you that you will have peace if you do this, if you do that. But I am telling you that outside of Jesus Christ, you cannot have peace in this world. It is dangerous for you to think that you will have peace outside of Jesus Christ. The peace that Jesus gives, this world cannot give. So keep your heart on Jesus Christ. Keep your focus on Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes on Him. It says it will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him, because he trusts in the Lord is God. His God. Yeah. So it is when we put our minds on Jesus and we focus on the things that concerns Him, that's when we have peace. Your job will never give you peace. Your spouse will never give you peace. Your parents will never give you peace. Your best friends will never give you peace. Drugs will never give you peace. Only Jesus can give you peace of mind. He says, I'm giving you peace in your heart and in your mind. And this gift of peace, the world cannot give. So I want you to begin to pray this morning and say, Jesus, I fix my eyes on you. I choose to trust you. Jesus, I keep my eyes off the world and all the promises that have been made to me in the world. I keep my eyes on you. I just want you to take some time to pray. Say, Jesus, help me today. Give me the strength to focus on you and not to allow myself to be distracted by the world and its promises. I know from your word this morning that it is only in you that my peace is guaranteed. So I choose to trust you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why not continue praying this morning? Maybe you start by giving God thanks for giving you the opportunity to be alive for another day. Why not give Him thanks? Thank Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. He deserves it. He has risen your life. Commit the day into God's hand right now, you know, and ask Him to help you keep your focus on Jesus throughout the day, so you will not be, you know, lured into believing something else or accepting anything else than Jesus promises you. You can keep your focus on Him. Ask Him to help you keep your focus on Him today in the name of Jesus Christ. Why not pray for the rest of your family? Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your husband, you know. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Ask that the hand of God will be upon them today. Ask God for healing if there is any sick member of your family or among your acquaintances. Just take some time and intercede for someone else today. It is my prayer that this will be the best day of your life as you focus on Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to allow you to take some time to pray a bit more, and then we will come back and take the confessions. God bless you. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings. I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.